Indian people were faced with only two options: to give up their homelands and way of life, or fight the American army. Although some chose armed resistance, many Indian leaders, responsible for the protection of large villages of women, children, and elderly, saw little hope in fighting. Among these were two Cheyenne leaders, Black Kettle and White Antelope. They were willing to give up lands to maintain peace and bring their people safely through the dangerous era. Black Kettle and White Antelope ceded vast Cheyenne lands to the United States in 1861 and agreed to confine themselves to a reservation in exchange for protection from soldiers and settlers and assistance of food and money to replace lost hunting lands. They then traveled to Washington to meet with President Lincoln. Lincoln presented Black Kettle with a large American flag and White Antelope with a Medal of Peace. But over the next 3 years, continued unrest on the plains fanned rumors of an impending Indian war. In Denver, Governor John Evans inflamed public opinion by fabricating stories of Cheyenne hostilities and encouraged civilians to take up arms against them. Seeking protection for their peaceful bands, Black Kettle and White Antelope undertook the dangerous trip to Denver to meet with Governor Evans.
"All we ask is that we may have peace with the whites. I want you to give all the chiefs of the soldiers here to understand that we are for peace and that we have made peace, that we may not be mistaken by them for enemies. Black Kettle, Southern Cheyenne,